everybody. I'm sorry I haven't posted in a long time. But that's because yesterday was Memorial Day, and so I didn't post yesterday about how my day went. And, you know, I would have posted how my weekend went, but I accidentally forgot. So I'm going to post how my Tuesday went, which because today's May 31st, and how May 30th, 29th, 28th, and 27th went. Okay, Friday, I went to school like normal. Went with my vision teacher. And since that day was going to be last day that I'd get to see her until next school year, we went and ate at Burger Style Cafe. From there, I got a hamburger with some ketchup, meat, and a bun, cookies and cream ice cream, french fries, and a fruit punch slushy. After that, I came back to school. By that time, we were already in the middle of math class because, well, our lunchtime usually ends at 1:10, but I left to go with Miss Harriet, which is my O&M teacher, the one that I don't get to see the rest of the year, at 12 o'clock around there, 11:55 to 12:40, but this time from 12:05 to 1:20 since we went out to eat. After that, I pretty much did the rest of school and came home. I was happy because it was a three-day weekend. Yes. And I play on the computer for the rest of the day. On Saturday, I woke up. Yeah. And I pretty much got up and got back on the computer. I was just creating some mixed pads and writing. I'd started a book on Friday night. It was an anthology, a collection of stories in just one book. I pretty much wrote all day, and I wrote and wrote and played on the computer and laid in my bed. There was a cycle that day. I'd write, take a break, play on the computer, then go lay in bed, write, take a break, play on the computer, eat lunch, write, take a break, and lay in my bed, play on the computer. But that all changed until my dad called and said, "What do you want from McDonald's?" I was so happy. I just laid in my bed and took a nap. After a couple minutes, I woke up. When he came home, he surprised us. Not only did he bring our McDonald's, but he brought our cousin Colby along. And so we all ate our dinner together. After that, we played in the room, or we played in Libby's room for a while. I went out of Libby's room and shut the door, that way I could write. I finished the anthology around 6 o'clock that night. We just basically played for the rest of Saturday night and went to sleep around 10. When we woke up on Sunday morning, it was pretty early. Colby and me and Libby is my sister, played pretty much all day. We played doctor, I threw a hula hoop around, and we played on the computer. Then Colby had to leave at 4. And after that, me and Libby listened to Libby's book, Sisters Red, which is about these two girls that have to hunt these men that turn into wolves called Fenrises, and they only kill girls. It was a pretty good book, and we didn't end up finishing until later that night. For dinner that night, we had some leftovers. Not much in the way of anything, really. I mean, all I ate, I don't really remember what I ate that night. On May 29th. It might have been pork tenderloin and baked potato, something like that. I'm not sure. However, we didn't end up going to bed until 9-something that night. I know, it was very early. May 30th, that was Memorial Day. we got up and listened to Sisters Red. And then we had to go and to bathing suit shopping for Libby. Then we went to my mom, went with my mom while she went to her part-time job called home health. She gets to go out to some people's house when they're pregnant and they get sick and they need IVs, and she restarts them, changes their dressings, gives them 17 pee injections. I don't really know what those are. But after we did two patients, which took about 2.5 hours, then we went home and ate some pizza for dinner. After dinner, I basically played on the computer, and that's about it. Last night, while we were in bed, my mom kept sleep-talking and doing weird stuff. It scared me so bad. But finally, I just fell asleep. Today, I got up, and I ate some breakfast, got ready for school, and went. We never rotated today. That's because at 11 a.m., we had a picnic. We ate hot dogs, hamburgers, and chips. And that picnic was supposed to last from 11 for the rest of the day of just eating and playing. And that picnic, while I was eating with my friend Samuel, he saw this huge, almost a centimeter mosquito. And it was biting my neck. And he popped my neck, and he said, "You want to feel that mosquito?" And his fingers brushed up against mine. I don't think it was intentional, but he got some mosquito juice on me. "Ugh," I said to him, and wiped it off and continued to eat my Doritos. After that, I ate a cupcake and a brownie, then got up and played with my friends. Saw my girlfriend today, but I didn't do much, just a quick hello and maybe a couple words, and just walked away. Then I found my friend Kyle Quinn. Me and him just talked, and so did me and Hayden Rose. He's another one of my friends. Then around 1 something, me and my friend BJ, Marcel, Samuel, and Ivory went and played basketball. Whenever I shot once, because it was me and Samuel against BJ and Marcel, because I really had a stomach ache. And BJ and Marcel, they were 4. Me and Samuel, we were 2. But I threw a shot, and I hit a 3-pointer, which knocked us up to 5-4. And then when I left the game, it was 5-6, and we were still winning. I drank some water, went into the school with my teacher to get a little cool off, and then came back out. It was not long after that when me and my mom left the picnic around 1:25 because we were pretty tired. We got home around 1:50 because we had to sign out and pack up and stuff and clean. And then I played on the computer. That's about all I did today, except I ate dinner, which was some leftover pizza. Then I played on the computer some more, got in the shower, and then got on the blog. And that is how my day went today, and yesterday, and the rest of the weekend. I hope you enjoyed that, guys, because that was a very fun 5 days. Well, thank you for listening, and bye.